relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
MAGA ain't dead, baby. MAGA ain't going anywhere. They might try to put us in exile, but we ain't going anywhere.
The boat, it's not enough to have regular parades. You've got to have a boat parade in your if you're in Florida. That's in Jupiter. God bless you all. Welcome back to America First. I hope you had a peaceful and blessed Memorial Day. A little bit more fulfilling and meaningful than cackling Kamala Harris's, hey, have a happy three-day weekend. How is that tweet still up there? How did they... Shad, are you there?
I am right here as always.
Would you not, if you were the vice president, you would be so lambasted across the known multiverse after tweeting out, have a good long weekend. Do you think, why didn't you delete it?
Well, not only, you know, if I'm vice president, but if I'm vice president's entire staff, I feel like people should be running around with their heads on fire at this point, making sure that thing gets off the internet. I don't know, maybe, and just maybe, because Kamala, you see, she eats no for breakfast. She never takes any guff from anybody. So if anybody was like, hey, you should take that down, maybe she thought this was them getting in the way of her feminine actualization.
I thought, did my engineer just say feminine actualization? Brr, okay, I thought breakfast was the most important meal of the day, Shad.
It is.
Play cut one.
I eat no for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So have I been told many times during my career things from, oh, you're too young, it's not your turn, they're not ready for you, no one like you has done it before. I've heard all of those things many times over the course of my career, but I didn't listen.
Did you hear it from Willie Brown? I'm just curious. Did you say no to Willie Brown? Oh, dear, you're such a fake. Where's the nervous giggle there? I miss the nervous giggle. Do we have that on my sign box? We've got to find a nervous giggle. Okay, guys, we have an amazing, amazing show for you today. Even if it feels like it's a Monday, it's not. It's a Tuesday, and we are rolling. Lord Black, John Solomon, Uncle Jimbo, yes, Special Forces, bomb-throwing author and raconteur Jim Hansen in studio, Jenna Ellis, and John Zadrozny, my former White House colleague from the brand-new America First Policy Institute. What a great name for an institute. And I've got to tackle it, guys. I'm going to tee it up a little bit now. A little bit now. Stop it, you lunatics. please, if you voted for President Trump, stop it with the he's coming back. It's just going to be a matter of days and weeks, but he'll be coming back. No, he won't, unless he comes back because we get him elected back into the White House. Stop taking the hopium, okay? You may not like... I don't like what happened in November. I hate it. Yes, they stole the election. But right now, after the Electoral College vote was tallied, after Mike Pence refused to send the results from the battleground states where they stopped counting back to those states for verification, once they counted them and declared the results, the fraudulent results, it's over. On January the 20th, a new president was sworn in. He may be a pseudo-president, as far as we're politically concerned, but the electoral process was finalized when he raised his hand. It is our job now not to give up, not to give in, not to say, well, I'm not going to vote again. If you say that, what does that mean? It means the left has already won. You say you're not going to get engaged politically. You're not going to fight for the truth. What does Memorial Day even mean? First things first, got to get something off my chest. A woman I do not like texted me with, you know, some information about an appointment and said at the end, Happy Memorial Day weekend. And I blasted her. What do you mean, Happy Memorial Day? This isn't Veterans Day, where we honor our veterans. This isn't July 4th, where we celebrate the founding of the greatest nation on God's earth. This is where we honor and remember those who died in uniform. There's nothing happy about it. We salute them. We put the flag at half mast to recognize they died for us. So let's be clear, number one, what Memorial Day is. Number two, what is the value that we recognize on this day? It's not just the fact that they're dead. This isn't All Hallows Eve. This isn't the recognition of those who passed. It's those who passed in a very special quality, wearing the cloth of the Republic, who died so that you and I could be free. That's what we celebrate. And ultimately, really, really, what is that? That's Jesus Christ. That's Christianity. That's our faith. What do we know about our faith? That none can have a greater love than to lay down his life for his fellow man. That's what we believe. That's what he did for us. Not only did he die for us, there's that moment in the Garden of Gethsemane where he asked, if that cup be taken from me, yes, but your will be done, Father. He willingly not only died for us, but died with our sins. With our sins on his balance sheet. That's why we are guaranteed eternal life. The ultimate sacrifice. That's what Memorial Day is about. It is about love in its ultimate, ultimate expression of that sacrifice. But a love that is commingled with what? Courage. Because these people are dying as warriors. So let's stop for a second and think about that word. As I have noted again and again on this show, every significant problem we face, whether it's the reaction to the China virus, whether it's the assaults on the First Amendment, our Constitution, our educational system, our military, the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, the media, on and on and on. The thing that solves them all is courage, because courage is the virtue that makes all the other virtues possible. Without courage, there is nothing. Nothing. Jesus was an exemplar of that courage. Because what could he, Jesus could have been lifted off the ground from Pilate's palace by an army of a million angels, and he could have smote the Romans. He could have smote all of the high priests into little ash specks. Because he's God. He could have destroyed all of his enemies. But he didn't. Because he chose the sacrifice of love for us. Now that is courage. So how's your courage meter doing right now? What are you doing? Have you censored yourself on Facebook, on Twitter, at the local barbecue, at the water cooler? Have you not said something because you were afraid of getting in trouble for your political beliefs or love of country? If that's the case, it's time to reassess. It's time to re-inject, not some vaccine that's not even a vaccine. It's time to inject some courage. And that's why we're here. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel. Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Summer's finally here. I'm fed up with the flipping cicadas. Enough already. I think I got like 2,000 at the base of one of my trees in my yard, okay? No, I'm not kidding. I got the photographic evidence, and my dog eats them and then vomits them up. It's not entertaining. If we want to talk about fun summers, let's talk about the Angel Tree Summer Camp. How glorious is this? For children who've lost a parent to the prison system. Millions of children in America have a mother or father or both in prison, and we get to help them break that cycle. 70% of kids who have a parent in prison end up there themselves. But let's help. Let's help the most vulnerable. Make a donation today in any amount, and you can make a difference. $200, however, is a week, a whole week. What summer camp can you do for $200? Just make a donation in any amount today. SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka. Angel Tree banner at the top, or call 888-206-2794. Be a missionary from the comfort of your own home. It takes a moment. It's tax-free. 888-206-2794. Tax deductible. SebGorka.com. All right. Let's get busy with a man who, you know, I was wondering why he was. I was traveling. I was busy. I got, you know, Colonel K, the bomb thrower, to host my show. And he invites Jim Hance on the show. And he's more energetic than he's ever been for me. But then I get his new book. And who's the blurb writer at the top? Colonel K. How incestuous. Jim, welcome back to America First.
Good to be here. I'm in the wrong chair, though. Last time I got to sit in that chair.
Yeah, I know. And I found out after the case. Gentlemen, thank you very much. This chair is my chair. It's not Jimbo's chair. But of course, if that's an issue, he could host maybe. Maybe Jimbo would be allowed by rights to be in the chair. If he guest hosted something. All right, planting a little seed. A little seed. Okay, let's talk about... Eventually, we'll talk about what really got me excited in your discussion with our buddy Kurt. The book. I'm still flipping deciding what my next book should be. I've been deciding for about 6 months now. This guy just sits down for 3 minutes and writes a new book. It's called Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Did you get that, Media Matters? Were you quivering there for a second? Little Zaki Pewitt Salon. Don't start crying, you little snowflake. Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot, Jim Hansen. It is blurred by Kurt Schlichter. We'll talk about it in a second. But woke military. Gotta talk woke military, man. Okay?
Painful.
I have somebody who I respect highly who stays apolitical. It's part of his job description. Mm-hmm. But he's 25 years prior service. Mm-hmm. And he's very measured usually. To me, he said, these bloody generals, they're out of control.
And they're supposed to be apolitical.
Yes!
I mean, it's illegal for them to be political. And now they're pushing, you know, this agenda of liberal activist groups.
This is hot off the press. So somebody I know sends me this today, okay? Her husband is with the NGA, okay? That's the National Geospatial Agency. So this is the intelligence community, okay? A big part of
it. They're watching us through that window
right
now.
Satellites, okay? You'll love this. This is her husband receives this from his employer at NGA. Alliance Initiative course, become an ally. If you as an NGA employee are interested in how to become an LGBTQ+ ally, the NGA Pride... Does the CIA have a Pride Council as well? Does SOCOM have a Pride Council?
Yes.
The NGA Pride Council invites you to sign up for the next NGA Pride Alliance Initiative course, which will help you... understand how you create a supportive environment for LGBTQ+ colleagues. After completion of the course, you will receive a certificate that you can display to signal your commitment to promoting a work environment accepting of all NGA. This is bloody Monty Python from 40. This was SNL when it was funny, Jim.
Right.
How the flip did we get here?
Because they know they can order the military to do stuff they can't make civilians do.
Right,
so
but in the past age, the GOs or the SISs would have said, sod off!
Yeah, well, they had 8 years of Obama.
Yeah.
Right,
and so that's when it really got...
Yeah, Trump tried to, in 4 years you can only do so much, and he brought some new blood in, but most of the senior staff right now had 8 years of Obama telling them that that's their job.
Okay, I don't think I've ever mentioned this before. Let me tell you a story about Obama, or the generals under Obama. So do you remember for a while until he got caught putting his pencil where it shouldn't be with that reporter? Remember Petraeus was lauded as this is the exemplar of the new general officer clause. Do you remember?
Right. Yeah.
Petraeus, the great general.
Warrior philosopher, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So, buddy of mine, the nation will remain undisclosed. Buddy of mine was station chief of the CIA in one of the choicest postings the CIA has. So he's running this CIA station in a certain country that will remain nameless. Petraeus, before he gets dinged for what he was doing with that journalist, comes by on a delegation to that capital as Obama's CIA director. Mm-hmm. And his wife, who's a lovely friend of my wife's, the beautiful lady, immigrant, lovely woman, she busts a gut to organize in the residence, in the CIA, beautiful reception for the director, a dinner, da, 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 da. After the dinner, do you know what Petraeus does? Petraeus reams out the station chief and his wife because she had the wrong sweetener for the coffee service. I'm not joking. She didn't have the Splendor. She had the Truvio or whatever. And this is what this exemplar of warriorhood did.
Well, and that's what that training course is all about. It's make sure you don't use the wrong letter in that ever-expanding acronym of special symbols. And
that
things.
Your lanyard is the right color.
Exactly. And has the rainbow and the plus rainbow and the trans rainbow.
Unicorns. Don't forget the unicorns.
Farting Skittles. I know. It's absurd. I don't know
but
how
we're
they
laughing.
Expect.
Should we be laughing?
No,
are we allowed to laugh,
be horrified.
Jim?
We have to, and again, we got to fight back. That's the whole game. You know, we need to start treating this like they're treating it. They're deadly serious.
Yes.
And they're winning.
And they take no prisoners.
No, they're savages. And now, at least our team, I think they've gone to the absurd level that now our team has woken up. You know, we've woken up to the wokeness.
When you say our team, who are you talking about?
Based America. All
okay.
right,
but it's not the GOP.
Oh no, they're going to be pathetic all the way. We have to fight in spite of them,
right?
All right, and past them, and then they can be in the rear with the gear behind us after we go ahead and take
with
the OBJ.
Okay, this is exactly what I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. Okay, because as far as I'm concerned, the left is the left. The left is going to do what they do. Perhaps our greatest enemy, and I mean it, enemy in terms of this nation's future, mm-hmm. is the establishment GOP. What do we do if and when we win against them? Will be the subject of our next segment. He's in studio. He is the president of the Security Studies Group, SSG. Follow him on Twitter. Jim Hansen, former Green Beret, Jim Hansen, DC. The fresh book, I've got my dedicated copy. Get yours now, is Winning the Second Civil War. Calm down without firing a shot. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Our phone number here, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory-compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan. And I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
How long have you got, Jim?
As long as you want to go.
You're flexible?
Yeah,
all right, because
yeah.
I want to ask you a question. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the thing we said we're going to talk about. But Melissa, who I'll take calls, guys. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. I've got to ask you. I didn't serve here. I served in the British Army. So this is an interesting question. Does the military becoming woke under Biden have anything to do with Biden's plans to turn the military against us? I don't buy that.
I think in turning the military against us, what would they do? You know, because the fighting force of the military isn't woke. You know, you can make the leadership woke. You can make people who have OERs
There's not a lot of Gunnies and Master Sergeants or PFCs who are woke.
82nd Airborne ain't woke.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, so the Ranger Regiment. No, those guys are still
who
they are.
So this is a horror scenario that, you know, the Black Hawks are coming and the concert. No, it's...
Even
it's,
if they wanted to try and gave the order, a whole bunch of stuff would break right then.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Everything
good.
They needed.
All right. So the book is Get It Now. It's hot off the presses, Winning the Second Civil War, with a subtitle in smaller letters, because that's what a subheading is. Okay.
It's a dog whistle.
Oh, is it? Oh, because dog whistle. I thought dogs couldn't read.
Dogs can tell that typeface. It's a special canine typeface.
Oh, it's a canine. Okay, guys, this is the canine typeface. It says, without firing a shot, with a blurb from Colonel K, former Green Beret Jim Hansen knows about insurgencies. That's a dog whistle. If you're wise enough to follow his advice, we'll win this war. Without there ever being a war at all. Dude, that's deep. That sun's
right there. We're going to disappear the war. We'll win the war, and then we'll disappear the war.
Well, we will memory hole the Civil War. Right. Okay, stop laughing! Serious business! Okay, I caught just a few bits of Kurt's show when he was hosting for me last week when I was traveling. Dude, I wrote a 2,000-word essay. It's coming out this week because you inspired me. If this goes on with Biden, we're going to crush in the House, crush in the Senate, and I think Donald Trump, 95%, he's going to run. And if they continue this insanity, he's going to stroll back into the White House. What do we do then? As far as I'm concerned, it has to be Donald Trump, because we need a guy with neutron bombs, flamethrowers, figuratively speaking, Zaki Poo, who's just going to destroy the deep state. What's he going to look like? What do we have to accomplish in 2024, Jim?
We need to change the direction of government. And we need to remember that commander-in-chief and chief executive are top dog positions. Trump's an alpha dog. He's the big dog on the porch. What he didn't have last time, other than you and some other people, Rick Grenell, he had a few savages.
Small amount.
And mostly he had rhinos, establishment, GOP.
And kids.
Yeah. And now we've had time to build some infrastructure.
Have we, though? Have we done it?
Not enough. Okay, right. And that's why I wrote the book. I mean, I'm leaving national security foreign policy to fight the war at home because that's where the danger is. Right. And so I've built, you know, counterinsurgency operations other places. And we're going to do the same thing here. We're going to fight these guys at their own game and beat them. You know, we've been letting them run rampant, you know, run through our institutions, take them over. Now it's time. The second we get charge of the House, we got to impeach Biden. The second we get charge of the White House, we got to run rampant through the executive agencies and just shred the people who've been stopping all the good things from happening.
This isn't hyperbole for the sake of hyperbole, for in the sake of radio. If we halve the size of most agencies and did away with several of them, it would be like the EPA and education. Mm-hmm. For me, that's a good starting point.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, half of them, all they do is make PowerPoints for the other half. You know, they do Excel spreadsheets and PowerPoints and keeping Microsoft in business. Right. Destroying our country. No, we don't need those people, and they're obstructing the things that need to be done and pushing this woke agenda that's going to kill the country.
And my contention, and you can read this in my next piece in American Greatness, is you have to identify the Vindmans, you have to identify the Miles Taylors in the first 60 days. The actual egregious seditionists have to be arrested and charged on sedition.
I there's plenty of you who could probably do that too, but just fire. No. Start with. Some of them, okay, you've got your government civil service regulations, and it's difficult.
Right.
Okay, so put them in Greenland.
But when you're doing illegal stuff, when you're leaking top secret stuff to your buddies at the Washington Post so that you can create a House impeachment committee, that's got to be a criminal charge.
And I can't believe that we do not have the capability to find out who's leaking what to who.
Right.
It's just that their buddies at those agencies that do that don't want to do it.
Exactly.
So put somebody in there, like when Grenell was DNI. All right, you start a task force, the counter-leak task force.
I'll give you my suggestions momentarily. That's called a tease, I do believe, in the trade. We're talking to Jim Hansen. He is the author of the latest dog whistle. No, it's a book. Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. Get it today. He is the president of the Security Studies Group. Follow him at Jim Hansen, D.C., former Green Beret. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that provides relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included, my wife, my daughter. You're going to hear amazing stories if you go to their webpage. Real endorsements, testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. Americans like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. It's so very easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And by the end of those 3 weeks, I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. Do it today. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
I can't get enough of that line. Love it, love it. And especially when people call me Dr. G, and I'm surprised. Like, people I just meet at amazing events, like our buddies 960 The Patriot in Phoenix. That was a lot of fun. Thank you guys last week. And we had Colonel K sitting in, and he did a pretty good job. Pretty good job. I don't know about the guests he had, but anyway. There's a great new book out. It's called Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot by our in-studio good friend Jim Hansen of the Security Studies Group. Jim, here's a couple of things that I worry about when we come back in, when we win in 2024, God willing. Number one, we don't have a bench.
Right.
And I don't see one being built. Back then, we had a plan, and I proposed it, and it was poo-pooed. I said, look, we have very few people who understand MAGA, who have worked in government. So there's a lot of really loyal people, not loyal to the president, but loyal to the vision of America First, from the campaign, from across the country. Right. Just fill those 4,000 slots, the political slots, with them. They may not know Iran from Iraq, but give them to me. I'll train up this security guys, give Miller the immigration DHS guys, and I swear to you, within 6 months, they'll make a few mistakes, but by the end of the first 6 months, we'll be golden. Don't we need to be building that cadre now?
We need to do both those things. First of all, like we said, fire all the politicals from the other side the second you get in the door,
yes.
Because an empty chair is better than
like
an enemy.
Like they do.
They do it to us. An empty chair is better than an enemy. And then right now, we need to do what they do. They've got a farm team. They've got the same as a farm team system. They put people in their NGOs right out of college. They run through the activist food chain. Then when they have jobs, they go in and work in those and go back and forth. Our team needs to do that. And we can tell you there's no safe place on the sidelines anymore.
Right.
So everybody who's got talent needs to expect to put a little bit of time, a little bit of skin in the game of beating the woke left.
So we have to declare war on the political war on the deep state, and we have to be merciless. He came in on day one, sleepy creepy, dissolved the 1776 commission. Day one. That's how ruthless they are. What about the GOP? What do we do with the GOP, Jim?
Let's ignore them for the time being. I'm not a registered Republican, okay. And I never have been. I'm an anti-Democrat. All right, not democracy, but I am against the fundamentals of the Democrat Party, liberalism, progressivism, woke, whatever you want to call it. So start doing that, and then let's just get our team into action. If our team stands up, it doesn't matter what the GOP says. We have more people than they do.
So this is a very specific example, but I'm just going to throw it at you right now because it really disturbed me. I heard this yesterday. There are people around the president, President Trump, who are stoking this garbage about he's really the president, he can come back. Mm-hmm. A couple of them are lawyers, retreads of that loony Linwood. And this is the latest thing that really shocked me. The institutional GOP is doing it as well. Why? Two reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, to discredit him so he can't become president in 2024, to make him look crazy.
Right.
And also right now, so they can shirk the responsibility for what Rona McDaniel and the rest of the losers didn't do to stop the election being stolen last time. So to that, I'm pushing back a little bit just in terms of tactics. Mm-hmm. We can't ignore them. because they're also subverting us right now.
Well, but my point in going past them is that we usurp authority from them to do things. So don't assume that the GOP is going to do it. In November of 2019, I personally took to the GOP evidence of election fraud in Orange County.
Wow.
All right. It was registering people in dog parks or at Starbucks as their address. Right. So they're falsifying.
Yeah, P.O. boxes, whatever. Yeah. Right.
And the mail-in ballots go to a P.O. box in Sacramento. So Orange County to Sacramento. Wow. And the P.O. box was owned by Gray Davis's wife.
Wow.
All right. So and I brought that to him and said, this is happening in Orange County. It's going to happen elsewhere. COVID hit. And I said, you guys have to get this under control. And they did nothing.
Nothing.
Harmeet Dillon was ready to go. She's a stud.
Love Harmeet
Dillon. They wouldn't use her.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let her do it because they're useless. So we got to get the funding class. And I like the libertarian technocrat types who are kind of on our team now. Get those guys to start funding the things we need done, regardless of the GOP.
But there's a lack of balls there. I mean, you know, we don't have the Soros type, you know, totally balls to the wall, completely committed. We've got maybe the Mercers. We've got Thiel, who, again, it's not really conservative, and God bless Thiel for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But most of the stuff I see, extraneous to those two, is spending money on stuff that has zero impact, Jim. And I mean tens, if not hundreds of millions. They could literally just put it in a pile and burn it.
Right, the smoke screen would be more effective.
Yeah,
right.
So when are the rich conservatives, A, get serious, and B, spend their money on stuff that actually matters?
Well, they got to stop using the political apparatus as a jobs program, you know, for the idiot cousin at the country club. All right, stop that. You need fighters. Start looking in the MAGA crew for people who believe that this is the fighting wing of the party, back to Reagan, back to all of this. Know who your enemy is, and let's take them on. Don't fund the wishy-washy rhino GOP-y stuff. Don't do it. Don't give them your money. And then we've got the populist wing. We've got the people, and we're gaining, you know, more people every day. That'll be a lot of the fundraising.
Did he say the wishy-washy rhino part of the party? You will not believe what a woman who became a congresswoman after my wife and I campaigned for her as a Republican said just recently. We'll play you that next. But first, last question to Jim Hansen, author of Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot. What is your message to those who say, I'm just one guy in Massachusetts or California or in a Virginia that's gone Democrat? I don't make a difference.
If you stand up, somebody's going to see you stand
yes.
up, and they'll stand up too. It's like building a shield wall. You got to get up, you got to lock arms, and there's power in numbers. Everybody needs to set the example. There's no safe place in the rear.
You are a catalyst. You, just by your own personal behavior, dear friends, you can create a tsunami. It's how leadership works. When you see somebody else do something that you think is impossible, you say, oh, I guess it's not impossible. That's how it works. Let's do it, guys. Because we can, and because we're Americans. Winning the Second Civil War Without Firing a Shot by Jim Hansen. Jim Hansen, DC, on Twitter. God bless you, buddy. This is America First. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Now, more than ever, it's vital to support companies and organizations that share our conservative values. And Patriot Mobile has been one of those since the get-go. They still and always will share your conservative values. Wireless communications today is a lot more than about just connecting those who have a cell phone. It's about caring and sharing and supporting conservative organizations that you support every single day. Like veterans, first responders, Christian organizations, groups that support sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and so much more. With U.S.-based customer service rated at the top for their customer service and so much more, please check out their plans to fit any budget. It's easy to switch and save and support conservative causes through your cell phone account. And they have the same tower network for that dependable nationwide service. Make the switch today. You can keep your old cell number. Call 972-PATRIOT. They always stand for the flag. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Get the best deals and feel good about it. 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
And the great Mike Lindell of MyPillow, yes! The pillow that never gets hot, never loses it. Could you imagine having a pillow that doesn't lose its shape? You don't have to squish it and adjust it every hour. That's my pillow. That's why my house is full of them. That's why President Trump loves them. And that's why Mike Lindell has sold 51 million. They're that good. Get yours today. Up to 66% off his amazing line of products, MyPillow.com. If you use my name, G-O-R-K-A, just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Is that a shortcut? How long is that cut? This is what I wanted to show you. This is a fake conservative, Barbara Comstock, who my wife and I campaigned for. This is what she had to say about Donald Trump as a Republican.
I understand Republicans want to get away from Donald Trump. I mean, if Donald Trump disappeared tomorrow, I don't think you'd have many Republicans in the search party.
Right.
Maybe a few prosecutors, but not Republicans. They want to get away from him. But the problem is he's not going to go away.
Really? Not many Republicans? Is that how 74 million voted for him? How many would vote for you, Barbara? I'm not a conservative, Comstock, if you ran for president. I tell you how many. Two. You and your cuckold of a husband. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to David, North Carolina. Welcome to America First.
Oh, great to talk to you, Dr. G.
Welcome.
I just so enjoyed the interview you just did. It's like, finally, we're talking about what needs to be talked about. That was so awesome.
You mean about what needs to happen after we win? That's why you liked it?
Yeah, the root of the problem. The root of the problem needs to be dealt with, and it hasn't been dealt with, and it's not really being talked about anywhere. You just talked about it, and I'm just so overwhelmed with that, the fact that you just did that.
Thank you kindly. That's very kind. Check out the book, Winning the Second Civil War, by my guest, Jim Hansen. Thank you for your kind comments. Let's go to Jean, line two.
Oh, hi, Dr. Gorka. It's an honor to talk to you. I just have a question. I get texts constantly, supposedly from Trump. I was an early Trump supporter, and they're asking for money. And when I click on it, it goes to WinRed. If I was to make a payment to that, would it actually go to Donald Trump?
Or no,
would it go to the Republican Party?
No, that's the Republican one. You've got to block that text number so they don't text you, and you've got to go to the president's pack, which is the Save America pack. Save America pack. It's the one where he releases his official statements from. Gene?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good. And then they might get the message. The GOP might get the message, right? That we're not interested. I'm talking to my 3 million listeners. I know she's off. They might get the message that it's not about the establishment. It's not about the go along to get along, scratch the Dems back. It's about America first. It's not even about Donald Trump. It's about making America great again. Save America PAC. That's what we support. Stay here on America First.